Before we leave you this afternoon, we turn to our cultural commentator, Jesse Kornbluth, also known as the Head Butler. He's got a recommendation for weekend listening, a guitarist who died in 2001, but whose influence far outreached his fame.
The ultimate cult musician. His name is Sandy Bull, and when you say his name, you get two reactions. One is someone jumps up and down and hugs you and says, "Oh my gosh, you know Sandy Bull too?" And the other is just, you know, complete mystification. And then you say, well, you know, he was really important in the 1960s, and then it's like a complete snore. But the fact is, this is an amazing inventive musician, and the CD that collects his work, Reinventions, is something I bought three or four times over the last 40 years. I've given it dozens of times, and I'll play it till I shuffle off. By the time he was 21, he played all kinds of string instruments and in amazingly surprising combinations. I mean, he would play a 13th century composer on Stratocaster. And what we're going to hear now is just pure instrumental. You know, you would say it's rock and roll, but it isn't even near the genre. And here's another piece of esoterica. The drummer on that is Billy Higgins, who played drums for the wild jazz saxophonist Ornette Coleman. I mean, This couldn't have been further out choices at every creative level.
It's kind of a bluesy feel, but it has that country twang underneath it.
Well, if you play gospel on a Fender Stratocaster, you're going to get pretty exotic results. And yes, he's extremely good at mixing everything. He had no tolerance for repeating himself, and for that reason, he said he developed an enormous cocaine and heroin habit, which really wrecked his career for the longest time.
On your website, Jesse, you credit Bull with single-handedly reinventing what guitar music could be.
Yes, and certainly in his case, and this is part of the reason why I think he's obscured in history, he invented psychedelic ragas, and they've had come to have a really bad name. But, I mean, here was a guy in 1964 on his first record when he was just 21. He takes an entire side of the record and makes a 22-minute cut. You know, that leads kind of inevitably to In a Gotta Da Vida and, you know, all kinds of things too depressing to talk about. But interimly, it leads to Jimi Hendrix and Jerry Garcia and, you know, a very rich source of great American music.
Jesse Kornbluth is our head butler. You can find more of his recommendations in music, movies, and books at npr.org. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you, Debbie.